You know more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground.
Good morning, 7:38 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It is a beautiful day. Nice today. Cooler, at least at the moment. So we'll take it. I'll take a little break in the weather. That's fine. Joining us now by phone, we have Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, it's an appropriate song. I see some blue skies, so it is a beautiful day in Pensacola. We're glad to finally see the sunshine.
3 days in a row, no rain. I'll take it. Well, not heavy rain all the time. That's the improvement. Let's talk about last night. There was a bit of a workshop for the city council. They were addressing a couple of different things, the food trucks and the noise ordinance. Based on my read, the noise ordinance, I felt like, honestly, like they just – nobody thought much about how to prepare the city council to make a good decision last night. They didn't have a lot of the information that they needed, didn't know about how many noise complaints we had. Apparently, nobody had really followed the Santa Rosa County Commission, which had really done a lot of stuff on this recently. So they weren't really in a place to do much work, but they didn't really do anything last night, right?
Well, again, and much of it is nobody comes to us with what they kind of just come up with what they've got, and they kind of go on the run. They go with the flow, which is why we sort of introduced the workshop issue, because there isn't a whole lot that the council just kind of goes on some things. I think they're responding to some stuff. They get a complaint, and then they go with it. I don't think they thought about how it happens on enforcement. I told y'all Monday, I said I was at the county. I know how difficult it is dealing with the decibel meter. I told you about that stuff when it was asked. I didn't know anything about it. It wasn't our topic. We didn't bring it up. And so when the council just wants to bring something up, we're not aware of what it is they want to do or what they're looking to achieve by anything. We certainly don't understand. So I think that's why you see this workshop format has come about, for that very reason, that we don't need to make any decisions. We need to figure out, what it is, what you're looking for.
Yeah, and again, the decibel meter, you have to have them. That's the only way that it works. And you got to figure, the Santa Rosa rule is actually pretty simple. You measure it for 5 minutes, and if it's above the threshold for a total of a minute during that time, it's a violation. You don't need to have a cop there for a half hour, and you certainly don't need the current system where you show up and try to figure out, well, is it or isn't it? But that's going to cost money. You got to buy the meters, and then you got to train people how to use them, and then you got to do the enforcement. As you say, it's a hard thing to enforce because it's, somebody calls because the dog's barking. That's not a noise violation. The leaf blower is too loud, all that stuff.
Well, again, what's too loud to you? It's still very subjective. And even when you get the decibel reader, and the decibel reader is the issue that's reading it, and the decibel reader says it's not too loud, well, that citizen who complains is going to still think it's too loud.
Right.
Or if the citizen says it is, the person who's making the noise is going to say, that's not, I go right next door and the person's using lawn equipment and it's this much.
Yep.
So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one.
And yet, this is certainly just like, people making bad noises on the road and all that. It's something you get complaints about all the time. And it is a hard problem to solve when people just won't be good neighbors. And, the definition of what's a good neighbor varies from person to person, obviously. The other thing last night was food trucks. Any progress?
No, I think that's moving forward. I think that is actually going to the council's going to do something on that.
And is it going to be basically like we've talked about, it's going to be restricted out of just certain specific areas,
yeah,
and that's going to be the idea?
It's actually going to be productive to what actually happens in the city and makes it very good for people. The ones who don't want it to have the opportunity to have it blocked, certainly as they are in historic areas in most other cities, and the areas where it's not causing a problem in other places and neighborhoods, it can happen.
So the other thing that's come up this week, we talked about it extensively yesterday. Of course, in the city council agenda, you had just a proposal from Lamar to put that digital billboard up on the north side of Palafox and Garden above the Pelicans where the banners currently hang. I put a post up on this in the afternoon. We had like 300 comments. People hate, despise, really don't want this idea. based on that pushback and pushback from council, is this something you're still planning to move forward with?
Well, I absolutely think something, it would be good. And 300 basically means that's a good thing, because it should be more than that. Case in point, Andrew, we're going to talk about when the Ferris wheel came to Pensacola Beach. Do you realize how many? I mean, 300 is light. We had thousands of people who hated the Ferris wheel. The same people emailed me as a
wait. Hold on. Are you advocating the Ferris wheel?
No. What I'm telling you is, I'm explaining Pensacola, Escambia County person to you.
Okay.
What happened was, we had the Ferris wheel out there.
Remember,
we had the one that was in Atlanta. Okay, when it came out there, everyone, and I mean everyone, thousands of people hated it. And I can show you, I mean, we can go back and find public records of what people sent and said how much they hated it. Now, if you remember, it left about 18 months later.
Yeah.
And when it left, you should have seen the emails I got that called me an SOB for not finding a way to give them money. Same people who wrote me how terrible it was going to ruin the beach wrote me, and I think it is a consistency of who we are in Pensacola. We don't like change, and if you get something there long enough, I expected everybody to hate it in the beginning. Everybody always hates everything. But I think if you truly sit there at that corner and look at it, especially, I love the people who say tacky, because there could be nothing more tacky than the current way we do it. We just let people throw up banners that are half done, tied up. Sometimes they fall over. I mean, I've been there and looked at it. And that's what kind of finally got my attention to it. I never really thought about the billboard when it came to me. And I spent some time looking at that intersection. And I'm like, it's pretty bad the way it is right now, the way we treat it right now, with allowing everybody just to throw up whatever. We don't really regulate anything on what's there and how it's tied together or anything else.
So on that, I kind of agree with you. I think it looks pretty shabby right now. I just don't think that putting a digital billboard up there is going to make it look great. It's going to kind of eliminate what's great about it. If anything, not having banners would be an improvement too. But I just got I got to say this, okay, because people are screaming it at me in their cars, I'm sure, right now. Is your slogan really in favor of the digital billboard? Trust me, it'll be as good as the Ferris wheel?
Well, what I think is, over time, you'll see what's going on. And I agree with you right now. What I'm saying is, Andrew, if you talk about sight and what it looks like and what's going on, then the way we are currently doing, there's nothing uglier. There can be no other method that is uglier than what we are currently doing. I mean, so I think we got to be a little honest with ourselves.
And I actually agree with you about that. I think the current way with the banners is not productive. I actually agree with you. I just don't know that. I think nothing would be an improvement over what we're doing. You know.
Well, if that's the case, it's better. But you know what? You, in an honest assessment, took 2 seconds to think about it and be honest with yourself and go, yeah, he's pretty much right. He's right. This may be the ugliest way to do it. And that's all I'm saying. This is the entrance gateway to our city, and we're just throwing banners up all over the place. But if we take down the banners, we're going to have people really mad because the banners have always been there.
No, that's true. I think you're exactly right about that. I just, what I'm thinking about in my head is, if there's a plan on the table and people are against it, if it turns out to be a bad thing, they will have been against it. If it turns out to be a good thing, they will have been against it. It sounds to me like what you're saying is, you just can't go by what people say in advance, because everybody's going to be against everything in the beginning anyway.
Absolutely. That's who we are in Pensacola. I'm from here. I'm seventh generation. My kid's eighth generation. I know who we are. I know we don't like change. So it doesn't bother me to say, can we look at it? I went, before I thought about doing this, I went and sat at that intersection and said, what we're doing right now may be the tackiest, worst, ugliest possible way to show our city. And that's what led me to believe we need to introduce it. Now, anyways, there are a variety of things to do, but you're going to have a tough time breaking people on the banners, not because they're not honest with themselves as the ugliest thing, but we've always done it. And we are trapped in this we've always done it kind of way mentality. And I love this community. I'm part of it.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the community can change. You just got to be on them for about 6 months, weather the storm, and they will change because they will see what's there.
One thing I wanted to make sure we address, because it's been a big topic in the last week, which is the money that's being used for homelessness and trying to improve that situation, and the ongoing discussion about the homeless encampment underneath 110. The city council is going to talk about a moratorium. You have been against this because for a variety of reasons. We've talked about it many times. We've only got about a minute, but Mr. Mayor, I did want to ask you, what is your realistic expectation of when that tent city is going to go away?
Well, it can go away in about 90 to 120 days. And the issue is that what council resolution has had no impact. We started this. We were working with people to do it without the council. All this is messaging. And I think a better resolution for the council to say is over the next 90 to 120 days, we're gonna wind this down to both give the communication to the people who are in the place, but we're also going to help them. We have solutions to get shelter for them. And also help the citizens and the neighborhoods around there say it will get returned back to a park that is used and we can have it function. And I think if we give ourselves that time to kind of say, hey, we're not looking to grow it anymore, we're looking to start unwinding it, because we do have a plan. We do have COVID numbers going down, and now is the time for us to execute that plan. And this is really the first time we've had that. In July, we got the plan, but we had numbers going crazy. So, you know, all along, I told you, as soon as we have a plan and we're in a place where we can execute it, we're gonna go forward with it. This is really the first time we've had that opportunity with the plan and the situation with COVID numbers going down.
Very good. Well, we want to see that happen. I know there will come a point where you can get out the people who are willing to get out, and then there are other people who are going to be unwilling. And, you know, when push comes to shove, who does the shoving? We'll have to see how that works. But, Mr. Mayor, Grover Robinson, thanks so much for the time this morning. We'll see you at the city council meeting on Thursday and the press conference next Monday.
Thank you. Talk to you later, Andrew.